WWIB 16 in front of 6 o'clock. 27 degrees is our WIB wake-up temperature on this Wednesday morning. It's Wednesday, October 24th. And, you know, we've got a lot of gift offers during our October Connect month this month. One of them is Eugene Peterson's The Message Gift and Award Bible. And we've been telling you, well, you've heard about The Message for many years, but one of the unique aspects of this one we're giving away is it's got the verse demarcations, which, you know, initially that was not part of many I've had a number of copies of The Message and have not had that. So that's an added bonus. It comes in paperback, and it's perfect for confirmation, baptism, graduation, Christmas gifts. It's fantastic. Yours for a suggested gift of $45 or more, tax-deductible to WWIB Incorporated this month. However, we were greeted with the sad news recently that Eugene Peterson had been placed in hospice and had passed away. And my friend Jason Kansas in Eau Claire is on the line with us. He's an avid reader and is the only guy I know anywhere, personally, I'm sure there's others, who's read like everything Eugene Peterson wrote. And I thought, who better to talk to about Eugene Peterson, the translator of The Message Bible, than? And we've got a hold of Jason here early this morning. Hey, Jason.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're sipping your cup of coffee on this 27-degree Wednesday?
I am. I'm sitting here reading a little bit this morning and drinking coffee, what I like to do every morning.
Mm-hmm. Again, you're a prolific reader. I think you've read probably in the ballpark of 100 books already this year, and you have a blog, jasoncans.com. But I saw you post on social media in terms of Eugene Peterson that you'd read, he was one of your favorite authors, and you'd read the full range of his many books. Can you kind of fill us in a little bit in terms of the depth and the impact of this guy?
Sure. So one of the things that I like to do is to find an author and to read most or everything of what they've written. I did that a few years ago with Francis Schaeffer, which I think you mentioned, and I've done that with Larry Crabb. And a few years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I decided to dive more deeply into Eugene Peterson. And he is certainly a prolific author. He is one who has written widely. And, you know, of course, most people know him for The Message, but there's so much more that he has written just wonderfully.
You and I have talked different times. His introductions to the various books of the Bible, I think, is itself a book, is just fascinating. It's fascinating.
Yeah. There's a book called The Invitation, which is just his introduction to the books of the Bible, and that alone is worth reading.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to mention, you were talking about the gift offering. You know, when you get a copy of The Message, it has those introductions to each of those books and kind of the story that he sees being told there. I know for a lot of us, there has been some reluctance to read The Message. You know, certainly, historically, people have said, well, this isn't exactly mm-hmm. what it says.
And,
interestingly, he wrote a book called Eat This Book, which describes his what happened that he wrote The Message, and he was finding that as a pastor, his congregants were not engaging with the biblical material. And so what he started doing was he would start with Galatians and take a chapter at a time and just write it out, and found that people were much more deeply engaged. One of the other things that people don't know about him was he was a very good Hebrew and Greek scholar.
Where he started, right? I mean, even...
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right,
Yeah, he had wanted to start with doing more translation sorts of work, and was very gifted at it. And you know, he brings that to his paraphrase, The Message, which can a lot of times help us to see things that we may not have seen otherwise. And mm-hmm. it's important to acknowledge it's not a word for word translation, and he would say that himself.
Yeah.
So if people
were going to start reading Eugene, I mean, obviously, other than The Message, I mean, where is a place to start if you wanted to at least begin to more deeply enjoy the offerings of Eugene Peterson?
Yeah, someone asked me that yesterday, and I said, you know, every time I have read one of his books, I say that's my favorite. It's kind of like reading Larry Crabb's books.
Uh-huh.
I would recommend a couple of thoughts. One is his last book that came out is called When Kingfishers Catch Fire.
Uh-huh.
And it's an assembly of 50-plus sermons of his done over different biblical passages that really captures the depth and beauty of his thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's remarkable. I just actually pulled it off my shelf as we were sitting here this morning. And just started flipping through, and it's beautiful. I think one that has really impacted a lot of people positively is called A Long Obedience in the Same Direction,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a walk through a number of psalms called the Psalms of Ascent, and just exploring those depths. He's a writer who cherished words. He is one of the most beautiful wordsmiths I've ever encountered. That pervades all of his books.
Hey, thank you, Jason. Earlier this morning, again, you want to learn more of Jason's writing, you check out his blog at jasoncans.com, and we've shared some of his book of poetry related to the Psalms. Thanks for helping us think a little bit about 85-year-old Eugene Peterson, a big loss with his passing this week. Thanks.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you.
You too. Have a good day. WWIB again. Eugene Peterson, The Message, Gift and Award Bible, yours here, final week of October Connect Month, yours for a suggested gift of $45 or more to WWIB Incorporated. As I posted a little bit on social media, I had a chance to see and hear Eugene Peterson. I'm trying to think if I have actually a chance to meet him at a spiritual formation conference a number of years ago, but it was a privilege to hear him in person.
I think by now, people know I was gone this summer for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Spending time with my lovely family. Well, my husband, you know, he has a sense of humor.
He does.
Dean.
Love him.
How would we describe his sense of humor? I'd say wry would be one possible term.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll get a good taste of it. Our own Michelle Johnson had messaged me this summer, over the summer, about something. And I happened to be driving, and we were on our way to Chicago, so I was going to be driving for quite some time. And so my phone pinged, and my husband picked it up and just started messaging and wouldn't tell me what was going on. This is what I later discovered. It reads, "Hi, Michelle. This is Dean. We've had Hillary put into stasis and plan on waking her in the fall when the kids go back to school. We're having great summer. We're having a great summer, and sometimes we draw mustaches on her as she slumbers. Fu Manchu is the favorite so far, but I like giving her angry eyebrows." So he starts with that.
That
was the lead. Wow. Okay.
No response from Michelle. So he goes on. "Occasionally we use the dolly and roll her outside for some sun, but the kids were putting checkers all over her and she was getting weird sunburn patterns. I have to really supervise that because, you know, skin cancer and stuff. It just wouldn't look good long term." Thanks, honey.
Has Michelle responded at any point?
No.
Is that where he stopped or did he keep going?
He stopped there again. Okay. He's like, "I'm just going to give her a little time." She didn't say anything. Yeah, so he continues.
Okay.
"We took her boating once, but it turned into a whole weekend at Bernie's thing, and we had to pose her for everything. It was just a lot of work for us. We leave her at home now. The cats, well, I'm glad they're declawed on the front, but we still use a lot of Neosporin. We did give Hillary a cone collar so they don't sleep on her face, but the licking, oh, the licking, one eyebrow is gone. That's why I don't feel too bad about drawing new ones on. I do, too, because she would want them to match, and it really is about what she wants, because we love her."
Wow, maybe he should pursue comedic writing.
This is like Dave Barry. It's Dean
yes,
Barry
exactly.
Here.
Exactly, it is. Yeah, our own Dave Barry.
I love this man.
Dean Barry, yeah.
So at this point, Michelle finally did
respond.
But then it almost got worse because he started talking about like hair growth and do we cut or shave things. And what is wrong with him?
He had to find a way to amuse himself.
Dean's imagination, a scary place.
I love him, but wow, babe. Use these powers for good.
All farcical.
Michelle was probably saying a prayer at that point, just
at
like this
point,
tune from Viridia.
At one point she said she almost wet her pants. It's fine. I love to travel.
Yes.
I think you, Mark, you, I mean, I assume you love to travel because you moved to Africa and you can't hate travel and then like move across the world.
But, sure. I mean, that's its strengths and weaknesses, but okay.
Caleb, I know you in the past, you love to take, to travel and
honestly,
see new places.
Honestly, some of the most memorable vacations we've been on haven't necessarily been like resorts, but just like going new places
right,
too. So.
Right. You know, and the states spend so much money on their travel tourism campaigns and all of that. And so, you know, they come up with these like fancy.
I love the little jingle for, what did we call
South
it?
South Dakota.
Yeah, South Dakota.
Yes.
I love their little jingle.
Yeah, and,
it's
and their motto is great faces, great places. And then
yeah, but
South
it's like,
Dakota.
I'm hearing it in my head. I
know.
Love it.
Yeah, Minnesota is
never been,
explore
but...
Minnesota. And Wisconsin, you're among friends. Okay, well, Nebraska has a new slogan. It's this. See if you want to go there. Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone.
I can't. It's so refreshing.
Honestly, it's not for everyone. I would want to hear them explain. Because I thought they're trying to draw people.
Well, and that's what they said. The new self-deprecating, attention-grabbing slogan is it makes you wonder. Is it for me?
Yeah, right.
Is it for me?
I just feel like this was someone like really, really late on a Friday and there was a deadline.
Honestly,
and
it's just not kinda for
like,
everyone.
Just yeah, that's where we're going to go. All right, get the billboards, guys.
I mean, you do go through, you know, right, Iowa and Nebraska on your way to Colorado and you're like, boy, it's flat and
it
long.
It is. And it's time and time again, Nebraska, it says here, consistently ranks as the least likely state tourists plan to visit.
Hmm.
That's kind of sad
for
them.
Cornhuskers.
I know. Hawaii gets all the good stuff. Doesn't
I mean, even like, I guess, you know, South Dakota, you talked about, right?
Badlands and all of that. I mean, it's great.
I think we should bring out, though, in our wonderful Wib Wake Up Show family, we should bring out the inner tourism directors here. Tell us your city. Tell us your city and what your slogan would be for your city. For your city. So, you know, Hillary's Altoona, Iowa, of course, would be Rice Lake, Ridgely, and Mark, Wauwatosa, is that the
Wauwatosa's
original hometown?
My hometown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Eau Claire the last 30 years.
Yeah, so I don't know if I want to put, I mean, I would say, like, for Rice Lake, it'd be, we have a Walmart and a Kohl's. Would probably be.
Sums it up. Sums it up, yeah.
Or home of Henry Ellenson.
No, you guys also have the Hobby Lobby, okay?
Oh, yeah, true.
I'm telling you, before the
first
Eau Claire
Hobby Lobby.
Area. Yeah, before the Hobby Lobby and Eau Claire opened up, I went to Rice Lake for the Hobby Lobby.
I don't know. Like, what would Altoona be like? River Prairie, y'all.
Yeah, you know, it's just River Prairie, y'all. Yeah. No, and I think River Prairie, best library in the area.
Best library in River Prairie.
You nailed it. That's
all right, my goal.
Let's take note.
I would say Wauwatosa. I mean, a great place to live, a great place to grow up. So.
Oh.
Wow, that's actually
awesome.
Really good.
We should do this for a living.
Ours are more tongue-in-cheek. So what's yours? Tell us by text, 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670. Tell us where you live and your slogan for it, touristy style. So we were asking folks, given the new slogan, once again, Hillary, the tourism slogan of Nebraska.
The new tourism slogan, Nebraska, honestly, it's not for everyone.
They're paying money.
Someone made good money.
they paid a think tank or creative team somewhere to come up with that. So we said, hey, would you come up with one for your town and text us at 715-396-1670. Anne from Chippewa Falls is in with Chippewa Falls, bringing neighborhoods and history together. Very nice. And I think we really got a kick out of Isabel from Elk Mound. She says, Elk Mound, in the middle of two big cities, at least we have a gas station. I think that's
sums
in the spirit of the Nebraska one.
Looking
as
for
well.
A bright side, I think Ann from Chippewa Falls should go get a job and work for the Nebraska Tourism Bureau.
Right.
Text us yours at 715-396-1670. What would be the tourism tagline, maybe tongue-in-cheek, for your city?
Well, we were talking about campaign slogans, tourism campaign slogans. And you
purposely
guys,
tongue-in-cheek, right? So your tongue-in-cheek tourist slogans for your town. And again, we're just reading what you say.
Right.
So.
Right. So, yeah.
Anne is kind of strong here. Anne's got another one. She did Chippewa Falls earlier.
Yes.
She now says Cornell. This is Anne. Cornell, you get free electricity if you can deal with the stink.
I assume, Anne, you were from Cornell at some point, too. So, again, we're just repeating what you say. But these are tongue-in-cheek tourist slogans. We want you to text yours to 715-396-1670. Sierra had a good one from Gilman, right?
Sierra did have a good one from Gilman. She said Gilman logo would be Gilman, proof that God has a sense of humor.
We like Gilman,
we
the
love
Pirates.
Gilman.
What are some other good ones?
Did we talk about Dale?
Dale
Mudgett, Rice Lake. Oh, I just lost it here. Home of great pizza.
Come to Kitty Corner, he
says.
Come
to Kitty Corner,
absolutely.
And
I think Calvo Cliff from Spooner just had one
there as well.
Yeah, he says,
you can't throw a stone in any direction without hitting water, so out down that stone, or sticks and stones and a family dollar. So Stone Lake.
Stone Lake. Yes, that's perfect.
So what are your tongue-in-cheek, all in fun, what are your tongue-in-cheek tourism slogans for your town? Text us at 715-396-1670. This could be a lot of fun.
Lots of folks connecting with the contest. We're having an impromptu text contest this morning.
Yeah, because we learned earlier today that Nebraska has changed its tourism logo, if you will, for their state to Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone.
That's what they're putting on the billboards.
And yet it's working because we've been talking about this nonstop all morning.
Nonstop. So we've been looking for your tongue-in-cheek tourist slogans for your town on our text line at 715-396-1670. And most of these are firmly tongue-planted in cheek.
I've had a chance to warm up. Wauwatosa is a suburb of Milwaukee. And so now that I've had a chance, I get how this goes. Yeah, Wauwatosa. We're not as rich as Elm Grove and Brookfield and not as poor as Milwaukee. That would be
Wauwatosa.
We're right
Come visit, stay, raise a family.
It's the city I grew up in.
We have more of yours coming up. Your tongue-in-cheek tourism slogans for your town. Text us during the break at 715-396-1670. That's 715-396-1670. You just might hear it on the air after this.
We're talking city slogans here because Nebraska has a new state slogan, which is Nebraska, honestly, it's not for everybody.
And supposedly they're trying to draw people.
And they're drawing people in with this.
Getting us to talk about it. When are we
going
to have 2 hours on Nebraska?
What have I ever, talked about in Nebraska? And now it's like on my mind. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll have to take a little trip.
So we've been asking you here on the Whip Wake Up Show, text us your town's tourist tagline, tongue-in-cheek tourist tagline. And again, these are coming from you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're just reiterating what you are saying. So 715-396-1670. One came in by email from James Allen Hall. You know him from our friend from Calvary. And he says, Luck, Wisconsin, where you can be in and out of luck in minutes.
Yes.
That's good. He's a creative type.
This is Sherry. She's saying, Augusta, just try and avoid the horse droppings.
There we go. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It's so much fun. It's just so much fun. Did we say Holly's?
We haven't done Holly's yet.
Okay. I'm trying to find. I'm frantically looking.
Says Wheeler, the armpit of Dunn County. Again, that's coming
from Jan.
That's not from my mom.
She lives there. Yeah. Cornell. You get free electricity if you can deal with a stink. Oh,
again,
people.
I love all these places.
These.
We love you
we
where
do.
You're from. You're the one who's saying
Well,
these
and
things.
I think it's just you embrace where you're at and you got to just enjoy the quirkiness.
I love this one that just came in, Paul from Thorpe.
Yeah.
Thorpe, where the cows are.
Nice.
That's good.
Nice.
That's very good.
I do love, they are the home of the Thorpedo.
The Thorpedo,
too. That's
yeah.
like the most clever name for a place, yeah. Rhinelander, okay, I'm from Rhinelander, so I think just Rhinelander. Come figure out what a hodag is.
Yeah.
Come and discover the hodag.
Right, right.
Holly, I found Holly's from Phillips.
Oh, good.
She says, Phillips, we're out there. Yes, you are,
yes,
Phillips.
Yes,
and you are a wonderful... honestly, I drove through there... Holly, you'll have to help me out. It was like a pumpkin fest or something last time I drove through there. And
cool.
like all these people are descending on this town. It was wonderful. And there were street vendors and all sorts of
Didn't we do a Max game up
things.
There before? I thought we did. Yeah,
when we were up in Shawamigan.
I would say, Phillips, we're up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, indeed. Thank you all so much for playing along here and
keep them
giving
coming
us the
fun.
Laughs.
These people all qualify for October Connects, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. You have all now been entered into a drawing for a free remote car starter. Oh, we had one more come in. Osseo, we have a lake drop in sometimes. Yeah.
I like it. It's sort of like go jump in a lake. It's like, Osseo, we have a lake. Come drop in sometime.
Yeah.
how about Osseo? Just try stopping by without having a slice of pie.
Oh.
That's a good one.
That's
mutually
a winning one.
Oh, together. Well, Jamie in La Crosse messaging at our text line, 396-1670, 715-396-1670, says, for my town, La Crosse, come for the majestic beauty. Stay because our roads jiggle your brains.
Makes me want to take that trip down to the Cooley region, Jamie.
Hillary, you like this one from Cliff.
I did like this one. Okay, I have to be honest with you. I'm still finishing my coffee. I didn't necessarily get it at first, but just think it through, Bible people.
Okay.
Town of Samson.
Town of Samson.
Salon free and strong. Because they don't cut their hair. They're still strong. I love it. Cliff, that
Cliff
was solid.
Is
it took
well.
Me a minute. It took me a minute.
So we've been asking for your tongue-in-cheek town tourism slogans. Tongue firmly in cheek for some of these via our text line here on the WIB Wake Up Show at 715-396-1670. It's been loads and loads of fun. Really, it's been very, very enjoyable. Do we have any more? Otherwise, we've invited
Kevin,
a guest here
Kevin
in the studio.
Kevin has Chippewa Falls. He says, come for the river, stay because you're frozen to the ground. Great one.
That works
I think
as
we
well
could
too.
Use that for any of the northern uh-huh. Wisconsin area.
Probably. So we've invited Elijah Freeman, voice of Cardinals basketball during the winter on our sister station WOGO. And also you hear him on Sunday mornings alternating with Nicholas Loveland here on WWIB. And Elijah is from Ladysmith. And he had a tongue-in-cheek town slogan for
Ladysmith. I hope when I say this, I'm still welcome back in the town of Ladysmith.
Say it with love. Say it with a lot of love.
Again, tongue planted firmly in cheek, but mine that I came up with was Ladysmith. The tornado couldn't stay away, but you probably will.
Oh, dear.
Ouch.
I enjoy Ladysmith.
It's a nice place.
That's a nice park.
The only reason
does,
you can
yes.
say that is because you're from there.
Right. If anyone else dares say something
about
that
town. Well,
that's
why we had you come into the studio is because we're like,
it's
funny,
we're
not like, touching
again,
it. It's
mine,
all you, man.
Again, like mine for Rice Lake, it could be home of Henry Ellenson or it could be, ha-ha, we have the Walmart. I mean, that kind of is.
I remember going through Ladysmith after the tornado. That was impactful.
Well, I mean, again, the only reason I'm able to joke about it, I'm from there and no one passed away and that uh-huh. and it's been rebuilt and all this sort of stuff. But that's uh-huh. that's mine. It's a giant swamp.
Sherry from Fairchild is in again. Fairchild, don't blink, you might miss it. So there you go on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670. Uh-oh, I think we've got another one from Joe.
Joe and Rice Lake, one? We've got the lake, but good luck with the rice.
That is good. That's real good.
Well done, Joe. This is the WIB Wake Up Show. We're up to 34 degrees, guys. We actually have traversed upward by 6 degrees, I believe, since we started. So if you blow out enough hot air, it gets warmer all
and
throughout the great state of Wisconsin. So.
I want to thank Nebraska for their slogan. Honestly, it's not for everyone because it fueled our show today.
It
thanks for
really
providing
did.
Content, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Also, lacrosse, we don't play it, but we have a statue of some people playing it.
That's great. That's from
love
Jamie
it.
Abbott, I believe, from La Crosse. Thank you so much for your tongue-in-cheek town slogans, tourism slogans for your town. It's been a lot of fun this morning. And if you think of more, always feel free to text us or hit us up at WWIB Mornings on Facebook. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.